Say, how come could you go from a Brown man who did pretty little cartoons for Sir Brown to a Nazi? Well, because I found out that the communists are doing to my country just what they did to Germany in the 20s. Exactly the same inflation, the same insanity, the same destruction of law and order, the same inflation is almost here, the same riots, the same bedlam, and the same Jews operating it, even the same Jews. Same people that were over there are here now. The gas, 6 million, most of them are over here running the civil rights movement. Same people. I found this out to be a fact. There's no argument about it. It is a fact. And when you look at it as a fact, what are you going to do about it? Just let it go? Well, the only thing I could see to do it, first I became a conservative. And I promptly became thoroughly and totally disenchanted and disgusted with conservatives. They are the most cowardly bunch of finks that I have ever had to deal with. They're all busy calling me a communist now so as to prove that they're not Nazis. This is what the Birch Society says, this is what Haga says, all these nicey-nicey sweetie pants are all busy saying, oh, Rockwell, he's a commie, don't go near him. They're absolutely disgusting, so I gave up being a conservative. I said, I'm going to fight, I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, every bit of it I know, and I have been. And ever since then, it's, in spite of the toughness of the fight, I have been winning some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. People who are no cowards, people who are no hypocrites. Our country is drowning in hypocrisy and cowardice. Now, will you tell me how a cowardly, hypocritical conservative who says, I love Jews and Negroes are my best friends, how is he going to save his country from hypocrisy doing that? So I became a Nazi because I found out what a Nazi is. A Nazi is a man who believes in the white race above all things. Adolf Hitler said the white race is a master race. That doesn't mean we have to persecute anybody else, but it means we've got to keep our own country white. If Israel is a Jewish country and has the right to be Jewish, if Ghana is a black country and has the right to be black, why don't we have the right to keep a white country white and Christian? Well, how long do you people think you'd last if you went over there to Israel and campaigned in the Jewish schools in Israel against singing Jewish songs? And yet they're over here campaigning against us singing Christmas carols in ours. And in school after school, state after school, they get them stopped. You can't sing Christmas carols in school anymore. They won't tolerate it, but we must. I'm just simply saying Hitler discovered that this has gone far enough and he stopped it in Germany. There's only three places on the face of the earth that have ever whipped communism, not talked about it like Rabbit Welch or Billy James Hoggins, but have actually whipped it. And those three places are Spain, and they hate Spain, Italy, and Germany. They whipped communism and got rid of it. And to do it, of course, they had a little difficulty with the Jews. Because the minute you go after communists, you're going to run into the Jews. Which is why the Birch Society can never get any place, because they keep saying how they love Jews and they hate communism. It's like saying you love to go swimming, but you hate to get wet. You can't do it. The result of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, they are destroying law and order. They're destroying our culture, destroying our civilization. And they have got millions of good, sincere Americans, like many of you out here, helping them to do it. Because you really believe you're helping to build a better world. This is the way they've worked all over the world. They tell you you're helping build a better world, and they play the violin. They tell you about these poor Jews in Germany and all the terrible things that happened. They don't tell you what the Jews did to Germany and what they're doing to our country here. And anybody who tries to tell you, then they use terrorism to shut him up. Any way at all. Cut down his audience, raise hell, do anything you can, but don't let him get to the people. Because I know in my heart, I'm telling the truth as well as I know how to do it. And I can reach yours. I do it at every school I go to. I'll get letters from Brown University starting tomorrow telling me I didn't dare say anything, but I'm with you. Every time I speak, this happens, but you're all scared to come up as a body and say, I think you're right, because of this terrorism. And this, ladies and gentlemen, has got to stop. No man in America should be afraid to say what's in his heart. And we are. That's why I'm a Nazi, because I am not any longer going to be a slave to fear. Be afraid to say what I believe is the truth. As I've said, if I'm wrong, show me and I'll quit. But quit calling me sick and calling me names and trying to punch me in the face. It will never stop me. It has never stopped our forefathers. No American in the history of this country has ever backed down because somebody beat on him.